Welcome back into the KJEF studio on this Friday on KJEF Sports Talk. I'm joined right now by Riley Blair, the Herculaneum girls basketball head coach. 8 years coaching the Black Cats in the last 3 years to winning seasons, including this year going 22-4, but unfortunately falling to Principia in the Class 3 District 4 semifinals. Coach, a fantastic year, another winning season for you guys, three consecutive winning seasons now. If you wouldn't mind, just kind of give us a few details about the game last night. Obviously, 60-24 pretty much kind of tells a story, but your thoughts on how it all went down.
You know, our kids really were up for the battle and the challenge yesterday, and, you know, I think, the big thing for us, we started out the game with the first four possessions of us getting an opportunity to shoot a shot within 6 feet of the basket. And it just did not seem to go in for us. And then they come on the other end of the floor and hit three threes right off the bat to go up 9-0. And it just felt like that was the whole tempo of the whole night. We couldn't find a way to put the ball in the basket. We had lots of opportunities. It just seemed like the ball didn't want to go in. And for them, I mean, they shot as well as they could shoot it in the first half. I think we had it down at 81% from the field. And when the team shoots 80% from the field in the first half, you know, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. No, that's not a good number to go up against. Obviously, you know, your girls probably pretty broken up about it, but today, have you gotten a chance to kind of see where they are mentally? Have they been able, have they handled it well?
You know, I think for the most part, yeah. And it's anytime it's for your seniors and it's their last game of their career, you take a lot into consideration in that, but for the most part, these kids have had done a lot of great things for our team and our program, and so I think they fed off of the success that we had this year and didn't dwell on this last game, but at the same time, you dwelled on the success that we've had over the past 3 or 4 years here, and I think that has a lot to do with the work ethic and the determination of those kids.
Well, I was going to say, I would think after a tough loss like that for the seniors, as you mentioned, you got to remind them as a coach that, hey, you did a lot of great things for this program. People around here will not forget about you.
Yeah, and that was kind of what our talk was in the locker room. I wanted to make sure they understood that, and I also wanted to make sure that those younger classmen that are coming up understand that the success that we have wasn't given. It was earned. And, I think our kids have bought into that concept, that everything we do, we're going to do with hard work and determination. And I think that's going to carry over with this group of seniors, carry over into the underclassmen that are going to come into the program in the next few years. And, I look forward to hopefully seeing what they can do in the footsteps of these seniors.
Let's give those seniors some recognition while we're on air. Lauren Partney, Emily Fisher, Rayanne Fuller, and Ashley Lodike. As a coach, you're shuffling in players left and right, and you've been doing so for 8 years at Herculaneum. What about this senior class? How have they stuck with you?
This senior class was, in the younger grade there, fourth, fifth grade when I came through here and started coaching on the girls. And so that's kind of, to me, this group of kids I started with when they were in fifth grade, and watching them compare and grow, as basketball players. We started the Little Cat program with, starting with those younger kids when I got here, and I think you're seeing the rewards of success of getting kids involved at an early age and working with them and trying to develop them into basketball players. And this group of kids have bought into what it takes to be successful, and I think that it has a lot to do with it. Putting a lot of time in the gym in the off season, putting a lot of time in the gym during the season, even after practice, sticking around, doing the extra work that it takes to be successful. And, that's something that you can't coach. Those kids just got to have that mentality. And these four kids had that mentality that they didn't want to lose. They wanted to have success, and they wanted to stamp their name on this program and say, we're going to change this world program and where it's going.
As you know, we've all been through the kid stage of growing up and things happening with, friends and family and, maturing and all this. There's a growth that everyone goes through. And with Herculaneum being a small community, and I'm sure the campuses are kind of near each other, and you knew about these girls when they were back in elementary and middle school. When you think about the personality of these kids and how they've grown in that regard, what kind of sticks out in your mind about this senior class that's moving on?
You know, to me, it's character. You know, I think they built their tradition and their legacy on character. Doing the right thing, being in the right places, standing up for what they believe in. And to me, you know, if I can say one thing about this group of kids, you know, I said this in the locker room to them last night, you know, you can't coach kids that don't want to work hard. And this group of kids have bought into that concept that anything you do in life, hard work, you're going to have to put the work into it and it'll pay off. And, you know, these kids are determined to make that happen. And, you know, that's something that they're going to take with them for the rest of their life. Even when they get out of college and move forward into the real world, they're going to realize that that hard work and that determination is going to pay off for them. And, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do with that.
Let's get to some stats real quickly. Four Partney, four Fisher, four Rayanne Fuller, and Lodike. Each player scored 200-plus points. Your leading scorer this year, Emily Fisher. And then Taylor Metcalf, who will be coming back for you next year, was 2 points shy of reaching the 200-point mark. Really, a 22-4 season, a district semifinal appearance against a tough Principia team, and then the numbers that these girls put up, it's a pretty marvelous feat that they were able to do what they did this year.
You know, it was. And, you know, we started out this season like on a 12-0 run, winning our first 12 games. And, you know, I think the kids were really hyped up about, you know, what we could accomplish this year. And, you know, we got a lot of great kids that, you know, when it says that you had over, you know, four or five girls almost over 200 points or more, that tells you a lot about, you know, the kids and how they approached the game. You know, they found the right hand, the hot hand in each game. And we went the first 12 games where we had probably, you know, a different leading scorer every single night. It wasn't consistently the same person every night in, night out. So that says a lot about these kids and their character. And, you know, they were understanding that we need to make sure that the hot hand was getting the basketball and producing for us. And we did that. And, you know, that just says a lot about who these kids are and you know, what they wanted to do and the success that they had.
Regarding playing basketball at the next level or maybe another sport that these girls picked up along the way, do you have any of these players that have signed on to play somewhere else, to take their talent somewhere?
You know, a couple of the girls are actually looking at a couple different places. You know, nothing has been in set in stone yet. You know, and I know one of them is joining the military or has already joined the military. And so, and Ashley Lodike, and, you know, it's great to see that, that we have a young lady that's wanted to, you know, to go out and take care of our country and support it. So, you know, I'm definitely excited for her. You know, the other ones are just great all around athletes in general as well. And so, you know, they're looking forward to seeing what those kids are going to do. I know there's some offers on the table. I'm just not sure exactly what they're going to do and where they're going to go.
We are speaking to Riley Blair, the head coach of Herculaneum Girls Basketball, who ended their season last night with a district semifinal loss to Principia, 22-4 overall this year. Coach, before I let you go, yeah, I mentioned earlier Taylor Metcalf returning for you, Paige Fowler, Ashley Kroom. These were girls that made significant impacts. Emily Weiss as well made a significant impact on the program this year. What are your thoughts on looking ahead to next fall, or next winter, I should say?
You know, these younger classmen, that's where majority of sophomores, I have one junior on the team, and then the rest of them are sophomore and freshmen. They have really developed this year. We've given them an opportunity the way we play. You know, we're trying to run up and down and put teams in a state of, you know, five in, five out every 2 to 3 minutes and just kind of fresh legs so we can play as hard as we can and be able to get an opportunity to score and transition and do a lot of good things defensively. And so, you know, I think our kids have bought into what we were trying to do. These younger classmen, you know, have been playing together for many years now. I've seen the success of that group you know, coming forward. And so I'm looking forward to some great success again next year. You know, I challenged them in the locker room, you know, give them a few weeks off. But, they need to, if they want to have success that we've had this year, they're going to have to develop that hard work and that determination to get back up in the gym and work on what we need to work on to get better. And I think these kids will. I'm looking forward to what we can do in the off season here, and try to develop it and make things a little bit more competitive for us. And I think our kids are up for the challenge.
Well, Coach, sorry we couldn't get you into the district championship this year, but fantastic year for you guys, 22-4, as you had mentioned, starting out this season 12-0, going up against a tough Principia team, moving on, four seniors, Lauren Partney, Emily Fisher, Rayanne Fuller, and Ashley Lodike. Coach, just from talking to you for a few minutes, I know that they had the right coach coaching them, and so congratulations in that regard of being able to coach some fantastic girls, and as you mentioned, also Ashley Lodike serving our country. That's also amazing.
Yeah, it is, and these group of kids, I talked a lot about them last night in the locker room. We spent a little bit extra time in the locker room after the loss last night, but I think I owed it to those kids and to the program and what they do and what they've done for us, And I look forward to seeing where these young ladies are going to go with their careers. But more importantly, these four young ladies have developed into fantastic young women. And, that says a lot about who they are, where they've came from, what they've accomplished. And it wasn't just strictly off of complete 100% talent. I think these kids have really focused on to what it takes to be successful in life, and that's hard work and determination. And they didn't not want to quit. They never wanted to quit on anything they've ever done. And I think that's going to pay off. So looking forward to seeing what those kids can do. And I'm challenging our younger classmen. Take notice and make things happen the same way that these group of kids have made things happen. And, I'm challenging them a little bit and saying, hey, you want to have this success? Let's get to work in a few weeks.
All right, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. Again, congratulations on a fantastic year.
Thanks. I appreciate all the coverage from KJF.
That is Riley Blair, the head coach for the Herculaneum girls basketball team, as their season comes to an end at the hands of Principia in the Class 3 District 4 semifinals.